concentrated a good deal in these masterclasses on how to reach out to new audiences with the effective use of a wide range of social media. Why did we put such an emphasis on that? The goal was always to find new readers. New readers who won't get to know of you through conventional old media means, but who, once they do discover you, will appreciate and maybe even pay for what you're doing back on your branded websites. Once you've got them back on those branded websites, you want to really impress them. And this masterclass is about how to impress those visitors and convert them into regular users. We look at how to make that website as effective as it can be at turning casual visitors into committed and regular consumers of our content. So here are the things I'm going to focus on. They're really all attempts to answer the same question. How best do we create, collate, curate and structure rich content for the web? And I've got three answers, or possible answers, to that question. They are something called the digital media pyramid, something else called topic pages, and finally, a new take on the much derided blog called beat blogging. I've been talking with Ben Davis, who's a lecturer in the Department of Journalism and Mass Media at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Ben's tried to invent something that fits the modern online journalism world, where much of our reporting involves gathering material from other sources, and where we must present stills, audio, video, and social media alongside text. We'll be taking an in-depth look at the digital media pyramid and trying it out. I also want to look at long-form journalism through topic pages. It was always the received wisdom that we didn't do long on the web. That view is changing with significant efforts to invent a long form, topic pages, that will work online. Jeff Jarvis, journalism prof at CUNY in New York, sees the article as no longer being the main building block of journalism. He says its place has been taken by the topic page. The topic page being a place where, rather than just the latest shallow dip into a big story, you get that story in all its depth and complexity. Finally, there's the reimagining of the blog, long derided perfectly fairly as a lame version of the newspaper column. The BBC's Robert Peston, among others, has an approach to blogging, the beat blog, that puts it at the heart of everything he does. Then there's what Alan Rusbridger, editor of The Guardian, has been saying about how you can layer reporting between the different platforms at your disposal. He says, journalists have never before been able to tell stories so effectively, bouncing off each other, linking to each other, as the most generous and open-minded do, linking out, citing sources, allowing response, harnessing the best qualities of text, print, data, sound, and visual media. He's come up with a list of journalists who he considers are pioneers in this field, and we take a close look at what they're doing to see exactly what we can learn from them.